Vivek Ramaswamy wants to get cell phones out of the classroom. Not only did he mention it in his speech when he announced he was running for governor.
Let's finally get the darn cell phones out of the classroom. There's no reason for that to happen other than the fact that it helps placate students.
But he also can't stop tweeting about it either. Since February, he's tweeted at least 6 times about cell phones in schools. Yes, this guy, the one who voted for the first time in his life in 2020 and then thought it was a good idea to rap at the Iowa State Fair as part of his presidential campaign. He believes that cell phones are enemy number one, and it's quickly becoming a major piece of his platform. Forget that Ohio ranks number one in corruption. Forget that eggs are over $6 a dozen. Forget that the job market is trash and only low-paying customer service jobs are available. Forget that the state was wrecked by the East Palestine train derailment. No, it's kids with cell phones that is Ohio's biggest problem. It reminds me of when conservatives say there's a war on Christmas. It's such a sideshow that it has nothing to do with the problem your government has created. Look over here, war on Christmas, forget that you have to live paycheck to paycheck. Same is true with the cell phone rhetoric. Now let's think about this from a macro level. Vivek wants to ban phones from classrooms. He is advocating for more government control over your decision as a parent and more authority over your children. Getting phones out of classrooms may sound like a common sense solution, a popular solution even, but think a little bit more deeply about it. That's the government saying you can't give your child a cell phone in school. Again, that's the government saying you can't give your child a cell phone in school. One more time, that's the government saying you can't give your child a cell phone in school. Now let's replace that word cell phone with something else. A Trump t-shirt, an American flag, a mask mandate waiver. What's next? The Bible? Not too long ago, parents were mad at mask requirements. How dare the government tell me to put something on my kid's face? That's parental choice. Well, it applies to everything, not just to the things that matter to conservatives. At the end of the day, who has ultimate authority over a child? Parents or the government? Remember when the government labeled parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists and everyone was offended? The outrage was just, and the point needed to be made. Parental choice matters. If parents want to have a say in their kids' education, they should be able to, and they shouldn't be ostracized or labeled as dangerous. How dare the government believe they can dictate anything to parents when it comes to personal decisions? Remember the last time the government intervened on behalf of your health during the pandemic? How did that go?
I blame the government.
Parental choice goes both ways. Not just on mask mandates and books in the school library, but cell phone bans as well. Don't demand the government restrict your parental choice just because you're a lazy parent and don't want to raise responsible children. Now here's the flip side. Public school is public. It is the lowest common denominator of everything. If you don't like the deplorable education your government is giving you, take your kids out and homeschool them, or put them in a private school. Watching conservatives try to regulate themselves into a good education via a government-funded and managed education system is a level of irony that is hard to beat. But before I get into why this cell phone ban is a bad idea, let's first uncover how Vivek is merely virtue signaling about this. You see, 9 states have a statewide ban or restriction on cell phones. And guess what? Ohio is one of those 9. HB 250 was passed last year, and schools have until this July to be fully compliant. This bipartisan bill requires that all districts place an emphasis on limiting cell phone use and reducing cell phone-related distractions in classrooms. Exceptions do exist for students with health concerns or learning disabilities. So, yeah, this kind of thing is already being done, Vivek. Backing something the state legislature has already done isn't too much of a risky platform. And while he could be more draconian with it and outright ban them, he's making a big stink about something that the state is already addressing. But I guess when the first time you voted was in 2020, then you got a lot to learn about civics. Here's a fun little factoid for Vivek and every lawmaker who voted for House Bill 250. This isn't a revolutionary or novel idea. In fact, 77% of schools across the country have moved to ban cell phones for non-academic purposes as of 2020. So, more than 3/4 of schools have already done what Vivek wants, and the state that he is running for governor in has already issued guidance to local school districts on cell phone use. It's almost like this is a big old nothing burger. But let's take it another level deeper. Did you know that the United States Department of Education issued guidance on cell phone policies for schools this past December? That same department that Vivek says the federal government should abolish for being so bad for education is the same one pushing rules on cell phones that he lacks. Now let's get to the fun part. Does banning cell phones actually improve education? Now, Vivek may be trying to emulate the Trump model of populism by taking a common sense issue and providing an easy solution. However, what Vivek wants to do isn't popular and isn't in line with parents. If he got this idea from consultants or advisors, he may want to try getting some new ones. According to a 2024 survey by the National Parents Union, 78% of parents whose children take a cell phone to school say that they want their child to have that phone available in the event of an emergency at their school. Not only is it unpopular to strip cell phones from kids, it's not proven to be remotely effective. A recent review of 22 studies concluded that a one-size-fits-all solution for cell phones in schools and classrooms is unlikely to have a strong effect. It also notes that the current state of research shows that the way cell phone bans affect students' mental health, academic achievement, and the likelihood of experiencing or engaging in cyberbullying is nuanced and complex. At this time, the evidence shows that cell phone policies are only one piece of the puzzle, with many other school environmental factors playing a role in outcomes. So it's unpopular and not proven to make education better. Here's the kicker. It's not even a policy that can be enforced easily either. Researchers have found that when these bans take effect, that they can cause tension between students and teachers or be difficult to uphold even if teachers had a role in designing the policy. So why do we need a ban if this is so obviously the right choice, as Vivek acts like it is? If conservatives don't think cell phones should be in schools and are a distraction, then they can choose to not give their kid a phone, right? Problem solved. You don't want your kid to have a phone. You prevent that. Half the country, I'm talking about right-wing voters, could stop phones tomorrow. And since Vivek is in Ohio, let's take a little bit closer look at that. And let's face it, Ohio is a very Trump state. They went for him 3 times in a row. It's overwhelmingly Republican. Just look at this chart. Most of the counties in Ohio voted for Trump overwhelmingly. 70, 80, even 90% went for Trump. So if they would just stop giving their kids cell phones, then there wouldn't be phones in schools. Why do you need the government to mandate that for you? Now let's get back to that Ohio law that's going into effect this July, the one that Vivek is kind of ignoring. It has exceptions for disabilities, but you shouldn't have to have a disability to have access to your parents. Non-disabled kids can have emergencies or even undocumented health concerns that a parent may want their kid to have a cell phone for. Should you have to take your kid to the doctor or diagnose them with a problem just so they can have a cell phone?
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do, and so do I.
Remember in the pandemic when people wanted to say they have a medical issue and can't wear a mask and how everyone would say if you asked what that was about, it was a HIPAA violation? Well, you shouldn't have to prove your case to the medical establishment to have a cell phone for your kid. And you shouldn't have to take that note to an education complex to bend the knee and get permission to have that phone. This is America, not China, who, by the way, has banned cell phones for kids in schools. Not so sure we should be copying their ideas for our classrooms. I mean, isn't this what the right does with the left all the time? When they advocate for universal health care or for pew-pew control, they say, well, that's what socialist countries do. When they advocate for mask mandates and stay-at-home orders like China, they call them communists. Look, it's the same shoe, same size. It's just one is for the left foot and one is for the right foot. This cell phone ban is the government saying you can't have direct access to your children during the day. They're your kids, not the state nor the federal government's. Sure, the school may have a communication system for alerts, but that's not reliable and it's filtered through the school. If you want direct access to your kid, they need a phone on them. You are leaving your kids with bureaucrats. That's what school employees are.
What?
Don't forget that among all this lore and fluffy rhetoric, the teachers are great people. They're bureaucrats and capable of the same impulses and laziness and slothfulness that the bureaucrats of the DMV or the post office or their IRS has that you don't like. The same bureaucrats that the right are laughing at for losing their jobs are no different than the bureaucrats you drop your kids off at school with. Vivek was recently partnered with Elon Musk at Doge. Don't hate on a group of government workers for being government workers and then claim the others over here in a school are all good and perfect. If government workers are so bad that you need to celebrate them losing their job, why do you want to leave your kids with them? Why would you want to leave your kids there unattended all day without a cell phone? If your kid doesn't have a phone and you can't reach them for 8 to 10 hours a day, what happens if there's an emergency? You don't know all the teachers, the resource officers, the bus drivers, etc. Look at all the weird sex scandals that come out of schools these days. You might want to be able to get a hold of your kid when you feel like it. And besides, you're not making kids responsible or accountable. When they graduate, they will need to navigate life with a cell phone and have a job. In fact, if you don't have a cell phone, you'll probably not be able to get a job. They do have to call you back. And you apply for most jobs online these days. Interviews are scheduled over email, phone interviews and Zoom invites are a common practice. Your work schedule will likely be online and accessible on your phone. You'll need to be able to complete new hire documents on apps like Workday, which many do on their cell phones. Let's face it, life in 2025 is on our phone, and disconnecting kids from it sets them up for failure. Maybe parents and teachers should instruct kids about how to use them responsibly instead of banning them. And guess what? If a kid is on their phone, they're probably not bothering anybody. If the parents don't care, they're not paying attention in class, and they're falling behind, don't worry about it. It doesn't affect your child. It doesn't affect you and how you want your kids to be educated. You just can't outlaw parents. We don't have enough prison space. There'd be too many abandoned kids. Public education is a mess. But saying it's the cell phone's fault is like blaming the Second Amendment for Uvalde. Bad people are going to do bad things. How about we stop taking away Americans' rights and start letting them exercise those rights however they see fit? That starts with letting parents have the ultimate authority over their children. If we believe in parental choice when it comes to jabs, books of sexual content in school libraries, mask mandates, and removing trans individuals from sports, then why can't parents decide whether their kids have cell phones? It all comes down to who you think has ultimate control over a child, the government or the parents. Given how bad the government does pretty much everything, I'll choose parents every day. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.